So if you take a look at Rashi, Aval Lenezikin, Rashi says, Ein Omdin, De'afilu Ein Chayfet Zeh Ra'ui Lehezek Zeh Chayev De'zimnin De'itzik Bekoldehu. So very interesting Lashon. So there's an interesting Ha'ara, which is, the Gemara says, is there omid for Nezikin? And the Gemara brings a raya from the pit. We say in the if the shur falls into a pit and it's less than 10 tefachim, so if he dies, you're potter. But if it's injured, you're chayev. So the havamina was that if it gets injured in any amount, no matter how deep the hole is, in which case you have a raya shomid lezikin, and we answer no, you would have to be a certain height in order to be chay for nezikin, let's say 9 tefachim deep. So what about by nisa? In other words, let's say like this. Is the pshat by mamon that you have to, we evaluate, let's say, like the pasha pshat by mamon is, whatever happened, we evaluate, is this rawi, right? So if the animal breaks its leg, so he would say, okay, the hole was a 6 tvachim. Is 6 tvachim enough to break a leg or not? If it's enough to break a leg, so then you'll be chayev. If it's not, you'll be pater, right? That's probably the simple understanding, just like we say for Ritzicha. Or no, maybe the pshat is, we ask, is this hole deep enough to be mazik? And if it's ra'ui for hezek, so then you're chayev. Even if it's not ra'ui for this hezek. Now, why would I say that's the pshat? Because let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Shakla V'Tayi again. The Gemara says that Tashma ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tefachim af kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asar tefachim ha pchusin me asar tefachim v'nafa l'socho shoro chamor meis pater. Huzak bo chayev, maila, mimatala maila kachashiv. Vahachik amar. Mitefach vadasara, misaleka, nezikin ika. Alma, lenezikin koldo. Shmamina, ein omid lenezikin. Lo, mi mala lemata kachashiv. Vahachik amar. Asara misa ika, pachos me asara porta nezikin isa, misa leka, liola me melacha, yesh omid le nezikin. V'chol midi u midi, ki hechi de mitzek bei ba'inan. So now, when it comes to omid le misa, let's ask the following shaila. Do we dan on the weapon, or do we don on the whole circumstances? In other words, when we say that 10 tefachim is roi to kill, so does that mean, and less than tefachim is it, 10 tefachim is it? So is that just, that's the, you know, that's, we have a Kabbalah that's true, and we don't have to think about it? Or no, maybe we should look at the how strong the shore is and how weak it is, and if it's landing in soft dirt or it's landing in concrete or whatever it is. Likewise, we know, for example, the Gemara says that mateches is meimis becholdehu, right? And even an example, you know, you could get pricked by a safety pin and die, right? So is the pshat there that since Mateches is memis b'chol shehu, so that's enough. Or no, mateches is always memis b'chol shehu, and therefore it's automatically going to be chayav misa. Right? Are we... So from the Gemara, you might say, the implication of our Gemara is that we're giving shiurim, right? And there are specific amounts. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, lo nezikin, ein omdin, da'afilu im chefet zeh ra'oi, ein chefet zeh ra'oi lehezek zeh chayav, de zimnin de itzik bekoldu. So very interesting lashon, right? Zimnin de itzik bekoldu, since itzik bekoldu. So what's Rashi saying? Why do I need to say zimnin de itzik bekoldu? So l'chora, what Rashi is saying is that the chiddush of Omed is like this. What's the tzad that you're, that ain Omed, or let's say the other way, what's the tzad that yesh Omed l'nezikin? So the answer we saw yesterday in Rashi is that we're going to say mazlehu de Israelay, right? In other words, don't attribute the injury to me, attribute it to me, meaning the mazik. Don't attribute the nizak's injury to the mazik, attribute it to his mazel. And why are we going to say that? Because look, this thing is not roi to kill, right? Oh, so now, what's the tzad then that says, ein omed le nezikin, right? That's a svara. The svara is it wasn't me. So Rashi answers, to zimnin itzik bekoldu. Answer is, since the reality is that sometimes koldu is mazik, so memela, it's appropriate to attribute it to me. And what's the opinion that says yesh omed le nezikin? It's saying no, that, you know, the reality is zimnin de itzik bekoldehu, but I suppose the pshat is what's more reasonable. What's more reasonable is to say that it was the mazel. So if you look at the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? This is the Rambam we were doing yesterday. Kishem she'omdin lemisa, kach omdin lenezikin, keitzad ha'reishika chaver b'tzor katan, she'en bo kedei lahazek, o b'kisem shel eitz katan, v'chaval bal, chavel. So let's start for a second, actually. When we start from the first one, it says, ha'reishika chaver b'tzor katan, she'en bo kedei lahazek. So it sounds like that's the machlokas, right? So then the Ram, in other words, if it's ein bo kedei lahazik, are you chayiv or not? But then the Rambam goes further. He says, o b'kisem shel etz katan, v'chaval bo chaval, she'en chafet zeh ra'ui la'asoso. In other words, the p'tur that comes from yesh omed l'nezikin is going to pater you from both things. One is something that's ein ra'ui lahazik at all, but two is even if it's eino ra'oi lahazik chavel zeh. In other words, even if this is ra'oi lahazik, but if it's not ra'oi lahazik, this thing, you're going to be pater. Don't say what I said before, what I considered before, which is that maybe the pshat is that as long as this is ra'oi lahazik, or ra'oi l'hamis, then doesn't matter that under these particular circumstances, it's not ra'oi, right? Let's say, I have a certain weapon. So it's ra'oi l'hazik, it's just not ra'oi to do this much damage, right? It's ra'oi to bruise somebody, but it's not ra'oi to break a bone. So you might have said that that case you are going to be chayev. And that's what the Rambam is making clear. The Rambam is making clear that as if you hold yesh omed l'nezikin, then it comes out that you're going to be potter whether this is ra'oi, whether this is ein bo kedei lahazik at all, or even if it's yesh bo kedei lahazik, but ein bo kedei ein chefetze ra'oi la'soso. It's not ra'oi to do this amount of damage. Oh. In other words, we look at each category of injury and we say, is it ra'oi to do this, or is it not? Now, yesterday we brought up a very interesting possibility, which is, under what circumstances do we paskin yesh omed l'nezikin? And we noted that on the one hand, it's quite clear that initially in the Gemara, we take for granted that if yesh omed l'nezikin, it would apply not just for Adam Amazik, but even Mon Amazik. And you see this at two stages in the Gemara. Number one, is when we try to explain, based off of Rishimin HaTeimani, explain why it is that if you were Dan Misa, you couldn't Dan Mamon for the Shur Muad. And we said the reason is because it's Rishimin HaTeimani, and you'd need to bring the Shur into based into Dan Dine Mamonis. And at that point, you can't do it because it would be Inui Hadin. So you're taking for granted that if Tzarech Umdina, you would need it for Mammon as well. Later on in the Gemara as well, the Gemara takes this for granted, right? However, we noted two things. The first thing we noted is that the ultimate source for Yesh Umdina is the drasha of Evan O Egrof, which is a parsha of Adam Amazik. And moreover, the Rambam only paskins this halacha by Adam Amazik in Hilchos Chovel. And even though it's true, he used the Lashon of Nezikin, but it's not at all obvious that you would extrapolate from the halacha of Hilchos Chovel Amazik to Mamon Amazik. Perhaps this relates to the Rambam Shita, that Chovel is an Onash, and that's why Kishem Sheesh Umdina for Ritzicha, so too there's Umdina over here. And we know. Now, it's a little schwer, because we know that the Rambam holds that in the Parsha of Chovel, some of the Dinim are Onash and some are Mamon, right? For example, the Rambam says that Ripoy and Sheves are not Onesh, they're Mamon. That's why if a person is Moden, there's no Edom, you're Chayev. And yet, certainly, when the Rambam says it's Omid for Chovel, presumably that's equally true with respect to all Chamesh Dvarim. Maybe, Bedochak, you could say that no, that still, even though that's true, fundamentally we look at the Parsha of Chavala on the whole as Onesh, even though it is true that with respect to some dinim, they're primarily Mamon and some are Onesh. But if that's true, if we're going to take that pshat and we're going to say that the Rambam holds this way, in other words, that Rambam's only passing it this way, and I think we mentioned yesterday the Meiri has the same kasha. The Meiri writes, I'll read it to you. Yeram esugizu, shekederach she'omdim la'adam l'misa ulenezikin, kach omdim b'shur, im hayaroi b'negi chazu, l'hames ulahazik, im lav. So why does he say that's what appears from the sugya? Very simply, why it appears from the sugya, because we bring a raya from shur, we bring a raya from Amon Amazik. But then the Meiri writes, Ela shalom mitzasiya l'gedolei poskim b'chibureihem. Gedolei poskim is the riff. But it's also true for the Rambam, in that he doesn't paskin it by shur, right? even though the Gemara does apply it by sure, we don't do it. So either you're going to have to take one of two approaches. And this also relates to the fact, you know, going back to the Rambam we discussed yesterday, why was the Rambam not concerned about bringing the shor to Beis Din? Now, the Rambam said if you dan dine mamonos, dine nefashos first, then you could go do dine mamonos, right? And how are you going to pay? Meridia. So we asked the Shaila, but 1 second, what about Inui Adin? So we said, okay, maybe we don't hold of Inui Adin. But what about the halacha of, or either we do hold of Inui Adin, like the Meiri answers, and Hachma is keen on that there's no Inui Adin. I guess if that's true, then and what about the second Shaila, though? What about bringing the shore into Beis Din, right? So I guess you could say you do bring the shore into Beis Din, right? So I guess you don't have to bring a rye from there. Anyway, but why did the Rambam leave this out from other places? You'd have to say maybe the Gemara changed its mind, Limaskana, when it says the raya is from Evan O'Egrof. In other words, until this point, maybe it understood that the svara, the reason for umdin is just a svara, right? Like we said, you're going to be potter because it's not you. It's mazle gara. But the question is, lamaskana, when we learn it out from Exeris HaKasov, from Evan O'Egrof, is it still a svara? Maybe it's a chiddush, and the chiddush is only said where it's said, namely in the parsha of Chovel. So I would still say that, the pashtus of the Gemara is certainly this way, and maybe you could say that's the pshat in the Rambam as well. And the Rambam just paskins it here in Hilchos Chovel Mazik because that's where the Gemara brings it down, at least in one place, and Huadin everywhere else. Or no, maybe it's Bedafka. So it's an interesting question, yeah. And then it would be if you say it's Bedafka, it's because it's a function of Chovel being in the Parsha of Onshin, fundamentally, as opposed to Mamon HaMazik, which is in the Parsha of Tashlumin. Yeah. Well, yes and no. Now, there's Evan O'Egrof, and this, by the way, might be especially true if you think that, probably not Shitas HaRambam, but if you learn like the Rishonim, who say that this drasha Lamaskan is true even if you don't hold of Shimon HaTimani. In other words, the original version of the Gemara's question of Yesh Omdina for Nezikin or not, right? So maybe the pshat is that, of course, we knew that according to Shimon HaTimani, there's Omdina LeNezikin, like the Gemara took for granted before, but what about for everyone else if you don't hold of it? Anyway, I'm not sure. That's the question is, how are you miyashev the Shitas HaRambam that we only paskin it at the end? That we only paskin this in the context of Chovel. So is there any way to read the Gemara without making the Rambam lav dafka? Because it's a chiddush when it comes to onshin. When it comes to onshin, to be mechayev someone, an onesh, has a higher standard than to be mechayev him mamon. To be mechayev somebody mamon, so as long as you're responsible, you're going to be chayev. To be mechayev somebody an onesh, so perhaps there's a higher level. In other words, we're punishing you for this sin that you did, and that might have a different standard. Again, you don't have to say that. But that's going to be the question. That's the question. Now, we already talked about the other chiddush of this Rambam, which is that The Rambam, even though he says Yesh Omed L'Nezikin, he writes, if you are not able to do Omed L'Nezikin, for example, you lost the object. So then we have this concept of Nishba V'Notel. The Rambam writes, V'im Avar Achefetz V'Amar Achove Lo Haya Bo Kedei L'Hazik U'Kimo Anos Hani. So we talked about that. The Rambam understands it's a p'tur of Kimo Anos. V'Hanechbal Omer Shehaya Bo Kedei L'Hazik Yishba Hanechbal V'Yito. So the Ravid agrees to the Rambam, but seems to give a different reason. He says the reason is, because Holchan Achar Chazakos. Why? What are the odds that this weapon that was used did not have enough force or whatever, it wasn't strong enough to cause the damage, right? Odds are, if I throw a stone at your arm and I break your arm, the stone is Rai Lahazik. And therefore, we follow Chazakos. And even so that's the reason for this idea. Now, the Rambam himself, though, doesn't seem to agree that's the reason. The Rambam sounds like this is a kenas. And he refers to another halacha that he says in Chova Lumazik Parakei Halacha Dalet, that when two people go into a room, one and they're both in good shapes, and then one leaves injured, so we're going to also say Nishba V'Notel. And what's the pshat? The Rambam there says it's Knas Kansu Le'elu Hashotim Balis Roa. And the Ravid there is also Leshitaso Amar Avram Lo Haya Knas El She'en Derech B'nei Adam L'Chavel Be'atzman Al Kein Haminu L'Zeh B'Shvua. In other words, there is a machlokas over here about this very question. There's a machlokas over here whether, in both places, according to the Rambam, this idea that you're sometimes nishba v'notel, even without umdina, is a special takana, special kenas. And according to the Ravid, it seems to be based off of chazakos. There's also an interesting question that relates, I don't want to get into it now because I think we should go on, but the question of umdina b'sheves, is that like ripoy? Right? So the Gemara takes for granted that there's umdina by sheves, just like ripoy, and the Rambam says that as well. An interesting question to think about is whether that's medina or mitakana, meaning to say we noted in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, halacha yodalad, that the concept of umdina for ripoy is a takana. So what about umdina for sheves? What does umdina for sheves mean? Umdina for sheves is that they assess how much work you're going to miss from this type of injury. And halacha is, you know, they assess that you're going to miss 2 weeks of work. And we say that, well, if you miss only 1 week, then you're going to benefit. You're going to get an extra week's worth of payment. And if it turns out the opposite, that you end up missing work for 3 weeks, so you lost out. And Agav, the lashon of the Gemara is very interesting as well, because the Gemara implies that you're paid even after the fact. In other words, even if it turns out that you already are better, we're still going to be mechayev of you to pay. Amduhu v'hivri nosnin lo kol masha amduhu. Right? Sounds like amduhu v'hivri already got better. Still, nosnin lo. But anyway, so the question is, we know that by ripoy, that's the Rambam says it's takana. Mikar adin, the halacha is by ripoy, you get only what you actually spent. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. And they made a takana for the mazik that you could do umdina. And that's what he says. If you want it, yes, and if not, not. And halacha yudala, the Rambam writes, umdina by ripoy is a takana. In halacha tesvav, he mentions the halacha of umdina by sheves, but doesn't mention that it's a takana. And in Halacha Tezayin, he says, Bamedvar Mamurim Bisharatza Hamazik, Shazutakana Hilo, Avalam Amar Hamazik, Ein Ritzoni Bitakana Zu, Ela Arpaehu, Dvar Yom Biyomo, Shomin Lo. So is that going back on Ripoy and Sheves? Or just Ripoy, as is in his example? Now, why would you be Machalik? So perhaps the reason to be Machalik is if you see Sheves as a chelek of Nezek, then maybe Umdina is Medina. Right? Like the Pasuk says, Shivto Yitain, Virapo Yirape. Sheves, Rapo Yirape, means I have to pay for your refuah, whatever it is, and that's why Umdina is clearly a takana. My obligation is Rapo Yirape. So whatever that happens to be, even if it's less than average or more than average, Rapo Yirape. And then we have a takana. But Shivto Yitain. So maybe that means Al Pidin. We look at how much the Sheves is going to be. We do an Umdina. We expect this to be $1,000 worth of Sheves. You pay $1,000. And then if it turns out it's $500, good. And if it turns out $1,500, good. And that's not a Takana. And the reason the Svara, I mean, you see, from the Psukim themselves, there's room to be Mechalik. And from the Svara also, there's room to be Mechalik or not. So it's an interesting question.
I don't understand.
But for Nezek, Umdin is clearly Minadin, right? If you see Sheves as just a, if you remember, we saw this was a Machlokas Rishonim, but we saw that Sheves might just be filling in the gap of Nezek, meaning to say Nezek does not take into account Sheves because of the lack of precision in the market pricing. So the Torah requires a separate penalty payment of Sheves to fill in that gap, right? But Be'etzim Sheves and Nezek are, so the Torah is Mechadish that there are both, and that's why, for example, we measure them separately. But in the end of the day, Sheves and Nezek are the same thing. Nezek is compensation for his permanent loss of income, and Sheves is compensation for his temporary loss of income. Nezek we calculate by using the slave market, which is the best substitute for predicting the future value of his income. And Sheves, we go ahead and we say, how much money is he going to make afterwards and how much time is this going to be? And we calculate it. So maybe those types of calculation are Umdina. How much damage did you do? How much damage, meaning to say, how much damage with respect to causing him a loss of income? And whenever it comes to damages, Mikra Din, we follow Umdina. You did $200 worth of damage in terms of Sheves, right? That's the probably the simplest way to explain what Nezek is. And certainly, again, by Sheves, that's the point. The Torah says you have to pay for, you have to compensate him for his loss of income due to your damage. So we evaluate how much, what is the value of the damage you caused him with respect to loss of income. We do an umdina, and we figure it out. That's min adin.
But being nezek, you don't do that.
How do you know? Maybe that's the pshat nezek as well, right? That was the machlokas. Is nezek an onesh? Is nezek primarily mamon, trying to compensate him? You know, using the slave market as an equivalent to figuring out.
No, I mean, we don't say like there's no such thing as making a mistake by nezek.
You won't catch it. In other words, for Sheves, because we have a means of, it's much more precise, we're going to actually know what's right and what's wrong. Nezek, you're right, you'll never catch it. But the point is, you might understand that fundamentally, when it comes to Nezikin, umdinas mikaradin. In other words, the amount you pay is the amount of the value of the loss. Ma'ashein kein ripoi, where the Torah says rapo yirape.
Right, but how can the, but sheves isn't necessarily the amount of the loss.
Sheves is, what is the value of my damage with respect to lost work? Answer.
Even if that doesn't. So. Meaning, if you're saying.
I still caused $200 of damage with respect to lost work. You got lucky and got better in a week instead of the predicted 2 weeks. So therefore, you were marviach. But I have still correctly compensated you for the damage. You just got lucky and got off easy. Masha'en came, one second, Masha'en came with ripoy. It's not true. Since the Torah said, v'rapo yirape, you have to cure him, so that is whatever it is. When it comes to sheves, again, this is the suffix. I'm not just saying, I think it's a fair question. When it comes to sheves, the pshat is that the Torah said, you have to pay for it. It's not that you have to pay him the money you caused him to lose, but we're going to assess your damage with respect to lost work. And therefore, you still caused $200 of damage with respect to lost work. And the guy got off easy. He went back to work after a week. Another way of looking at it is... Here's an interesting question, right? Let's say with respect to ripoy. So we know that with respect to ripoy, the takana of umdina is that if the guy gets better quickly, so right, mikra din you'd be pater, otherwise you'd be chayav. Now we also saw a different halacha, which is that let's say a adon gives his eved a sama harifa, which causes him more pain, but he gets better quickly, more quickly, right? And so then we say, that extra money the adon gets to keep. So is that a takana, or maybe that's even mikra adin? Because it happened through more pain. The point being that, likewise, let's imagine a person, a different story than this case of Sheves. The person goes ahead and they say, you're going to be off for 2 weeks. And it's not the pshat that he gets better quickly. He's, instead of taking 2 weeks as the doctor had predicted, he gets better in 1 week. No. It's going to take him 2 weeks to get better, and he goes to work even when he's sick. Right? So there, you could clearly understand that he's still entitled to the full amount of sheves.
Meaning, that's just making the Gemara doesn't say that.
I understand. No, that's not the case. What I'm showing from you is that just like you could be moda over there, that the pshat is you still have to pay him for 2 weeks. Right? Mikaradin. Even if you're going to say this is a takana, right? Mikaradin there, you have to pay him for 2 weeks because you caused him 2 weeks worth of damage. And then, so because he decided to go to work while he was sick, so he's going to keep that money, right? But what's the pshat? If you understood purely that the pshat in Sheves is compensation for lack of work, so then if he goes back to work a week early, you're not going to get any. You're not going to be able to keep that money because you didn't cause him that loss of income because he went to do it anyway. So I'm using that as a mashal. Just like you could understand in that case that Me'ikar HaDin, he's entitled to the full Sheves. Why? Because you still injured him by, the value of your injury with respect to lost work is 2 weeks. And therefore, he should Me'ikar HaDin get that extra money of a week. So once you acknowledge that, maybe I'll say, even if he gets lucky and he goes back, Mikra Din, he's entitled to it, and we'll say, Mazalehu Degaram, and he gets, you know, he has good mazel, and therefore he gets to keep the extra money. And that's min adin. And that's because the chiyuv of Shaves is not like the chiyuv of Ripoy.
And if the Rambam understands,
the Rambam's ambiguous, because I told you, I don't know how to, on the one hand, the
Rambam... If the Rambam assumes that Nezik is an Onesh, how would you be able to, meaning, but he still assumes Shaves is not.
Yeah.
So how would you be able to assume...
You could still say the same thing, that Shaves is Mamon, but it's still compensating him. The reason why Nezek can't be Mamon is because he's not Omed Limacher as an Eved, but he is Omed Liskor as a Poel, so therefore Shaves could be Mamon, whereas Nezek can't be.
And that assumes, and that would also assume that Nezek is Ki'ilu like an Omed based in, that doesn't really need to reflect, it reflects the Mitzvahs that quote unquote based in created, not the Mitzvahs that actually is.
Exactly. So I don't know, I'm just making Ha'ara. It's a Ha'ara in a Gemara and it's a Ha'ara in a Rambam. The Rambam sort of gives you mixed messages. And I think within the Gemara also, you could see both studied. Okay. Next point. Also, hopefully, quickly. What?
I said I'll keep quiet.
No. I don't want you to be quiet. If I say something wrong, you should tell me. It's worse to... The alternative is much worse. Okay, so the Gemara says that the reason why you're potter is in the case where you scare the guy and you deafen him or whatever, you cause damage to him, is because Iuhu de Kamavis Nafshe. So what's the pshat in that? So if you look at the Shita Mikubetzes from the Ramah, he gives the following answer. The pshat is, you, my time, you who de kamavis nafshe, shahaya lo laharachin rosho, litzad acher, velo hirchin. Avalvadeim lo haya yachol harachin rosho, litzad acher, velo hitzil es atzmo min hahezek, gire di day ahanu bay. In other words, there's no special need to hold on to the guy, for example. You don't need hechzik bo. It's just that usually if lo hechzik bo, he could have, turned away, and he didn't. And that's why you're patur, right? And when the Gemara says you need to hold on to the guy, it's because the point is then it's preventing him from running away. But then there's an interesting chiddush, which is that's only true when lo asa maisa begufei. And we're going to get back to that chiddush. But let's first focus on the first half of the chiddush, which is that since you could escape and you didn't, so you did it to yourself. Iuhu de kamavis nafshe. Good, very straightforward svara. Rashi says like this, Shani Adam. So it's not Rashi over here. It's a Rashi in Kiddushin, gives a different svara. Shani Adam debar dashu, hai nizak, v'chi mivis midaite ka mivis. Sheno sein libo al pachad kol, haba pitom. Right? This is sort of like, the traffic jams that are caused by rubbernecking. Right? It's bad enough the other side has traffic. Why do you need traffic? Right? So people are stupid. Instead of, running away from the coal, running away from the thing, you go towards it. So that's what Rashi says. The pshat is that there's this loud noise, deafeningly loud noise, and instead of turning away from it, you turn towards it. You're curious, and therefore... therefore, whatever reason, I don't know if this is rubbernecking or whatever it is, but we can't blame the other party, we blame you. In other words, the p'tur is because you turn towards the coal, right? And l'chor the pshat is that when you hold on to the other guy, when hechzik bo, so you were not the one that turned towards the coal, but the mazik was goyim you to turn towards the coal. Or maybe like the other half of the Ramah, it doesn't make a difference. One way or the other, it's a similar type of pshat as the Ramah, just one is sort of the positive and one is the negative. The Ramah says you could have turned away from the kol and you didn't. Rashi says you turned towards the kol and you didn't have to. Now, when we look at Tosfos, l'chora, there's a third pshat. Tosfos asks a question in Dibur Amas Chilo. Let's just read it together. Mishum de amrinan iuhu de ivis anafshe tema. Im kain amai nakat al eino ve al ozno afilo keneged eino ve ozno nami an achazal. The Gemara says, im achazal you always chayav. So the Gemara contrasts two different things, right? If you punch the wall keneged eino, he's eino yotze l'cheres and you're potter, and if you punch him in the eye, then he is yotze l'cheres. Say better. Say, if you punch the wall, but you're holding on to him, you're chayev. Why do you need to come on to the idea that if you punched, what, you know, don't say the small chiddush of if you punched him in the eye, you're chayev, or he's yotze l'cheres, say beggar chiddush. If you hold on to his shoulder and you punch the wall, you're also chayev. The oid, tanya betosefta, he kahu keneged ozno, ve'eno, lo yatza ben chorin, shenamar, vihika, ad shiasa bo maisa. Mashma, de tam mishum gzeres hakasavhi, ve'lo mishum divis anavshe. Sounds like the reason why you're potter is gzeres hakasav. Now, Tosfos doesn't answer his question, but he does seem to take for granted that the pshat is, perhaps based off of the Gzeres HaKasav, but the pshat is to be mischayev for chovel, you need a maisa. And you're not chayev for chovel if you don't touch the guy. Right? Chovel means, the parsha of Chavala involves some sort of physical altercation. That's what it sounds like Rashi is learning. Now, I mean, Tosfos is learning. Again, Tosfos notes, though, that perhaps our Gemara doesn't sound that way, but certainly it's a way to learn. You also get that impression a little bit from Rashi in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Vava Med Aleph, Dimaschal Hamavis, Takalo Ba'azno Pit'om, Uva'aso, Delo Avid Be'i Maisa Begufo. Right there, the reason why you're Pater is because you don't have a Maisa Begufo. Right? In other words, when are you chayev? When there's a maisa begufo. When are you potter? When there's no maisa begufo. Now, if you remember, this relates, I suppose, you know, if you put the two Rashis together, maybe also according to Tosfos, in other words, there's two factors. One factor is that sometimes you're potter because it's grama, because iuhu de kamavis nafshe. It's not your fault. He did it to himself because he turned towards the sound or he didn't turn away from the sound. And the second one is you're potter because you need maisa begufo. And you're not in a parsha of chavala if you don't do maisa begufo. Now, we already talked about this a little bit in the sugya of Hadke b'Androna, right? And we saw over there that there's a machlokas rishonim, whether Hadke b'Androna is chayav, even if you don't touch the guy. According to the Rush, we're talking about a case where you push the guy into the room and you lock it, that's when you're chayav for Shavas. And according to the Rambam, it might only be if you tie him up and you prevent him from working that you're chayav in Shavas. According to the Muke Yosef, b'shem the Ramah, even without that, even if somebody's just in his own house and you lock the door and Mimeli can't go to work, you're chayv in Shavas. So here we might have another case where there's a machlokas about that case. In other words, why do you need achso? One, to summarize, right? One possibility, the first two pshatim in the Gemara, but one school of thought is that you just need achzo to prevent it from being grama, from preventing us from saying the svara of iuhu de kamavis nafshei. And the second possibility is with respect to the question of maybe to be in a parsha of chavala, to pay for chavala, you need a ma'ase begufo. You need some type of physical altercation. Be'evan o be'agrof. And if you have neither evan nor a grof, if you don't touch the guy, then you're going to be potter. But again, as the Rishonim and Arsugya note, and including Tosus, who's troubled by this, the simple reading of our Gemara is that that is not the relevant point. The relevant point is actually in terms of the directness or indirectness. Now, thanks. Another possibility here that we raised when we read the Mishnah, but now let's go back to it, is maybe this whole distinction is only said with respect to actual damage, but not with respect to boshes. Now, why would we think that's true? So for two reasons. Number one is because, let's assume, for example, like Rama, that the reason why you're potter is because you could have turned away, right? So when it comes to boshes, so what's the idea of boshes? The boshes is that taka be'azno, right, the case of the Mishnah, also caused a very embarrassing thing. It's like slapping the guy in the face. Now, we noted that it's interesting because Rashi gives two pshatim on taka be'azno in the Mishnah. The first pshat is it means you punched a guy in the ear, and the second pshat is you blew the trumpet into his ear. Now, we noted that first pshat is interesting because it's pretty clear that in the Gemara we're talking about noise, right? And we said, well, maybe the reason why Rashi doesn't explain that way in the Mishnah is because of what? Because of the Mishnah doesn't say achzo. The Braisa in the Gemara says achzo v'taka be'azno then you're chayv. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about achzo, so therefore it can't be that taka be'azno means you blew into his ear. Must be you punched him in the ear. That was maybe the pshat in the first pshat in Rashi. So now let's think about what's the second pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is no. It means the same thing in the Gemara. So maybe you'll say, ah, but the Mishnah still doesn't say achzo. So you could say, yeah, according to that, you have to make the ukimta that the Mishnah is talking about achzo. Or maybe you can consider a different possibility. Maybe you'll say that the Mishnah, which is discussing the boshes example, so it doesn't really matter, right? When it's talking about the physical damage, shall we say, ah, you should have ducked or turned away or whatever, and you didn't do it, then you who to come out is nafshei. But when it comes to the embarrassment, so it's equally, even if you do turn away, it's equally embarrassing, right? I've done something that's terribly embarrassing. So therefore, maybe I should be chayev. On the other hand, adarabah, we find that dafka in the realm of embarrassment, you need that physical altercation, right? For example, ultimately, what's the difference between b'yishu b'dvarim, which is clearly pater, and other cases of boshes, where, again, there was no nezek, tsar, ripoy, or sheves, just boshes, like slapping the guy in the face gently with the back of your hand or whatever it is, right? There you're chayev. So what's the difference? Or for that matter, what's the difference between spitting on the guy's body and spitting on his clothing, right? So we'll talk about spitting in just a moment. So over there, the Rush explains that the pshat is that that you need evan ve'egrof. This is the Rush over here, parak chesim and tes vav. Venerally, the taima mishum dechsiv, v'hechzika b'mevushav, not evan ve'egrof, but a different pasuk, v'zik b'mevushav. The whole source for boshes is that pasuk. Demashma delochiev v'toira, ela boshes gufo. avoboshes bedvarim al rekak al begado pater. And therefore, certainly if you learn like the Rush, it's pashut that when it comes to boshes, you're going to need some type of physical altercation. How do I know that? Gzeres hakasav v'chzika b'mevushav. So therefore, if assuming that Rashi agrees to that distinction, maybe he doesn't, but if we assume that Rashi agrees to that distinction, so then we're going to have to say also that the case of Rashi and the Mishnah, according to both pshatim, is going to be that he held that there was a physical altercation. The first pshat is he punched him in the ear, and the second pshat is achzo v'taka ba'ozno. The Mishnah didn't say it, but it's true, right? So what else to think about? Is there another way to explain this chiluk? So it's actually, there's a very interesting Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, again, the Rush there is explaining why is it, for example, that spitting on his clothing is different than spitting on... than spitting on his body, and likewise the difference between being mevayish bedvarim versus the cases of boshes in the Mishnah. So there's actually two interesting me'iris on this. But one interesting me'iri is kfar biyarnu b'mishnah shimraka kvigia bo harok chayiv b'boshes umikol makom imnaga bevigdo pater shein kan boshes. V'chein hadin, in b'yishu b'dvarim, shu pater. Wow. So the Me'iri seems to be saying, not like the Rush, that the difference is because v'chzika, you need a physical altercation. It's not boshes. Let's figure out what he means, because it's difficult. The ma'isa, you are embarrassed. Does he mean, okay, that embarrassment will say, Yuhu dekavet anafshe? Lanafshe, I'm not sure. You have to figure it out. But lemaisa, the Me'iri seems to emphasize that the p'tur has more to do with ein kan boshas as opposed to gzer sakasov that says v'chzika b'mevushav, that you need a physical altercation. Which point?
Meaning, why is the Gemara like Matnia? Like, so mashma that your potter if you only spend his neck. I chay for dvarim. No, it must be your potter for dvarim. Like, if it's just a metzistic issue, what's wrong with just assuming them? It's like, where do we see such like a clear?
So it's a good question, and again, that might part of the answer might be that. When the Me'iri says this, he's not saying the guy doesn't actually get embarrassed at all, because how he seems to accept that it's a categorical psul, but it's not embarrassment that we could attribute to the Mevayish. But again, it's very different than the Mahalich of the Rush in terms of quoting a pasuk. Now, the Me'iri says something else interesting in terms of going back to the issue of the spitting. So, how do you actually read the Gemara? When it talks about spitting on begadim your pater, so does that mean if you spit, let's say I spit on your clothing while you're wearing them, am I chayev or pater? Right? What's the pshat? So, I had read the Gemara that it means your pater. He actually needs to be on his physical body. But not so clear. So the Me'iri in Ksubos, and Daf Samach Vav Mer Aleph, where this sugya comes up over there, quotes two options. Zeh shebiarnu sharokik bevigdo shel chavero eino chayev bevoshes, perusho af kshu lavosh. So his first pshat is your potter, even when you spit on his shirt while he's wearing it. V'chein adin bebehem, fine. Mikol makom ra'isi l'tzas mefarshim, Shekasvu shimrakak al habagad kshu lavush chayev bebosha sharenis bayesh halovsho. So it's interesting First of all, this might be a little bit lishitaso to the Miri and Arsugya, which is the question is whether it's nisbayish or lo nisbayish. We don't actually know who these yesh mefarshim are, but there is a pshat in the Gemara that says that if you're wearing the clothing, avadeh, you would be chayev, even if rakak al begadav. I thought this pshat was not the pasha pshat in the Gemara, and I thought that, nah, the pshat, the reason why you're pater is because it's equivalent to biyashir bedvarim, right? But if you actually look at the Gemara in Ksubos, where this is brought up, it's not so simple. The Gemara in Ksubos says like this. The Mishnah there talks about the following. There's a machlokas tanayim in the Mishnah of someone's mevayisha married woman, who gets the boshes? Does she get it, or does the husband get part of it? So the Gemara says, elamayata. So why in the world would you say that that the husband should get of it. El meyata b'yei shusaso shel chavero hachanami debay lemeitan leboshes. What are you going to say? That if I invite my sus, I should get boshes just because I own my sus? In other words, why would we say that if you're mevayish the woman, the husband gets it? So the Gemara answers, Hacha ishto gufe havai. Ah, ishto ke gufo. Right? Now, if you say the ptur is even when you're wearing the bagad, so then it's even more fascinating, right? Ishto ke gufo. Ke gufo. Right? Now, what's the Gemara saying? Let's just understand, right? The Gemara is saying, no, that you get boshas. The husband gets the boshes because when you spit on the wife, ishto kegufo, you spit, it's kilu, you spit on the man, right? As opposed to his clothing. That's what ishto kegufo means. It's a big chiddush in ishto kegufo. So I don't think that doesn't make any sense, right? I assume the pshat is that assuming that you're potter even when you spit on the clothing when they're being worn. Now, if you learn like the other pshat in the Meiri, it's very easy to understand, right? But if you learn like the pshat that you're potter even when you're spit on the guy's clothing when he's wearing it, you'll say the pshat is like this. What's the pshat in being potter when it doesn't land on the body? Like the Rosh says, because we need hechzika b'mevushav. Right? And if you don't have hechzika b'mevushav, if you don't have negia b'gof, then you're pater. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. In other words, ishto kegufo is coming to answer a different question. It's not coming to answer why is there payment? Well, why does the payment go to the husband? Usually, you're not chayev for secondary busha, right? You're not chayev for the pigam of the pnei mishpacha, only for the primary busha of the person who you embarrassed. And about that we say, ishto kegufo. Be that as it may, this is a very fascinating machlokas rishonim about how to understand the ptur of spitting on somebody's clothing. Now, how do we paskin? So, one of the things that's worth stressing is that the Rambam stresses, is even though we say b'yishu b'dvarim is pater, the Meiri notwithstanding, it's a horrible aveira, because l'maisa, of course, you cause the person a tremendous amount of pain, and that's usser. And the fact that we say you're pater in tashlumen isn't reflective of the fact that it's not an aveira, it's a terrible aveira, but the Torah paters you. Not every time that you do an aveira are you chayv in tashlumen, as we mentioned yesterday. However, the Rosh and the Rambam all quote that the Gaonim or Misakein, a very interesting thing, which is that even though you're pater from payment, still minadino soachi faisenu kiroi lafi kavodo. And then the Rosh even adds, umistabra de yoser boshes bidvarmi bosha shalchavala de endavar gadol kalashan hara vidiba sha'adamotzi al chavero. There is nothing worse than Lashon Hara and Diba and the like. So therefore, if you say Lashon Hara about somebody, then they have to pay you. And if not, they should be put in nidoy. It's an interesting shaila about this. Let's say lemaisa, you somebody says lashon hara about you, and you're embarrassed. So can you? I'm going to take you to a din taira, and you're chayav based. I'm going to say, I want based in to be menade you until you pay me. If I senu kabrawi. Shumas Hadeshin writes, v'neral ani as daiti, she'en b'ze, and this is quoted by the Rama, she'en b'ze mida kvua l'balei hayra'a, heyach mashar nafiyas. How exactly do you figure this out? El l'fi ra'osei ne'em, l'fi ha'inyan, l'fi ha'zman, l'fi ha'mevayish, umezbayish. So I don't know. This din is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch goes through all these halachos. Rakak, Bechavero, this is in Simon Taf Chaf Sif Lamed Ches. Rakach Bechavero, you're Chayev. Rakach Bevigado, you're Potter. But Beis Din should consign you and be Menade you until you're Mephias. Yeshomim Demakanos Omakas Mardis. If you, it's not just payment, but there's Makas Mardis as well. Right? What's the Makos? You're over on the lav of Lo Sonu. So why aren't you getting the Makos Gemura? So the Sma says, "De avar alav de lo sonu, avol kevan tu lav shein bo maisa, ein lokin al Makos de raisa." There's actually a Mordechai that says you get the source for this is Mordechai. The Mordechai says you're loka. So Beis Yosef says, "How could you get loka? How could you get Makos? It's lav shein bo maisa." And the basis says this must be Makos Mardos. The Gemara, though, you know, the source for this comes from a Gemara in Kiddushin. Chaf Ches Meralef, HaKorei L'Chaveiro Mams, there's Sofeg Es Arbayim. Right? So Lamaisa, the Gemara in Kiddushin says you get Malkus. Okay, maybe it's Malkus Mardos, even though it's a Sofeg Es Arbayim. But if you call someone a Mams, they're your Chai of Malkus. Okay, that we probably wouldn't do today. But, and then there's a whole long, very interesting discussion about some of the details of the law. For example, you go to someone and you say, "Eini mumur l'avoda zara." Saying, "I'm not a mumur." So maybe you're chayev about that, right? So you're chayev. It's ki'ilu pirish kamocha. They said, machlokas, what if you say, hare ataose kimo mamzer? So then, maybe that's nothing, maybe that's something. Okay, we don't have time to go into all the details, but even though I don't think lemaisa, this is done so much anymore, there is not only a ben adam l'chaveiro, you know, a dine minashamayim aspect of saying lashon hara and calling people names and the like, but sometimes you could actually sue him based off of this takanas hagaonim. There's a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva about whether there's a what if it's true, what if it's not true, which is worse, and the like. All right. Didn't really finish what I was hoping to get to today. Well, I just want to make one more minor ha'ara on the Gemara, but tomorrow we'll start the Mishnah. And one thing I think you should look at, an interesting discussion, is the Mishnah talks about Yahavinan Leizman. So the halachos of Yahavinan Leizman, and what under what circumstances can you request an extension in time? So this comes up in three tchumen in halacha, and you have to figure out which, whether there are three tchumen, or when do we say it, and the like. But one place to look is the sugya in Bava Metzia, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, in terms of what it means to be nosim lozman. Take a look especially at Tisus over there, on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph and Bava Metzia, Dibor Maschel Zman based in Shloshim Yom, as well as the Chidushei Haran over there in Bava Metzia, the Rambam, Hilchos Malva Velova, Perk Chav Beis Aleph, And if you have a chance at the Magid Mishnah on that, as well as the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and Rashi there. Rashi, if you also look at the Rambams there. You also probably came up with this a little bit, so if you wanted to look at this as well, as in the Gemara Nedarim, Chav Zayin, Lamed Aleph, and the Ran over there. But this is actually, or possibly, that's one of the things we'll discuss, the locus classicus of that question of extensions and what type of extensions are there. We find possibly that there's three types of extensions. One is the sugyan bav metzia, to remove the hezek. One is to give you time to raise capital, which might be our sugya, and one is time to bring raios, and that might be the sugyan Sanhedrin. So there might be three types, there might only be one type, and the like. So that's something to look into. We'll talk also about this, I'm sure you'll see, but Boshas Dvarim. I'll just tell you one thing I want you to think about, we'll talk about in Shir tomorrow, is to go back to that question on the Rambam that we discussed earlier already. And are you going to be chayev in Boshas if the guy isn't misbayish? So I think that also comes up in our sugya. So I'd like to return to that question. And it's a discussion in the Shita Mekubetzes over here. Okay, some of the things we'll get to tomorrow. Bezras Hashem. If you want to know, one other interesting thing to think about, if you want to look into it in advance, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Bezras Hashem is, are you bailim on your own reputation and being mevayish yourself and the like? And what's the gader? So, okay, and then again, hopefully we'll also start. We'll talk a little bit about the sugya of Baal Tashchis, which is a very interesting sugya that comes up here.